determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life. And the Stanley Cup Final Series comes down to one game tonight. The Boston Bruins hosting the St. Louis Blues tonight in Boston. The Bruins evening the best-of-seven series at 3 with a 5-1 win in Game 6 in St. Louis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Oversight Committee convening this morning, and just as the panel was moving to hold the Attorney General and Commerce Chief in contempt over failing to answer a subpoena for documents it was seeking, the president claims executive privilege.
This begs the question, what is being hidden?
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Elijah Cummings of Maryland. The subpoena was concerning documents related to a decision by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The FAA says it's confirmed that the pilot who crashed a helicopter on top of a New York City skyscraper during a foggy rainstorm on Monday afternoon wasn't properly certified to fly in bad weather. Donald Trump Jr. meeting again with a Senate panel behind closed doors. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says, no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect. And you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him. Even the people that he's running against, they're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings. The findings from Quinnipiac University putting Mr. Trump close to his two-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A comedian and political satirist goes before Congress with an urgent plea. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart wasn't happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Corrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life. And the Stanley Cup Final Series comes down to one game tonight. The Boston Bruins hosting the St. Louis Blues tonight in Boston. The Bruins evening the best of seven series at 3 with a 5-1 win in Game 6 in St. Louis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I am a licensed professional counselor. And I am going to talk today about the war on alcoholism. It is, now I'm not a pharmacist, I'm a counselor. It is Pharmacists War on Alcoholism Month. But as a counselor and as someone who my master's, I also have a certification in drug and alcohol counseling, I thought this would be an appropriate topic as it is War on Alcoholism Month for pharmacists. And that doesn't mean pharmacists are, not that pharmacists don't struggle with alcoholism. It's just, it was just an interesting topic, and they've got some really great information under their topic about alcohol and alcoholism. So, not everybody who drinks alcohol, obviously, is an alcoholic. And not everyone who has at times gotten drunk or out of control with alcohol is an alcoholic. And being someone who abuses alcohol does not necessarily mean that you are an alcoholic. However, you can be moving in that direction. You know, not everyone who gets drunk is an alcoholic. Alcoholics, however, do not generally plan on getting drunk. It's just that when they start drinking, they can't stop. And the urge to drink is almost as strong as the urge to have eat something or the urge to you know, drink some kind of a fluid because you're thirsty. But alcoholism is really a huge problem in our country. I'm going to give you some facts about alcoholism. First of all, it is a disease. It is a disease because it follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. Don't know why that happened. Try again. It is chronic. So once you are an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. It's progressive. It gets worse over time. It is treatable. And if untreated, it is fatal. So alcohol contributes to 100,000 deaths annually, give or take. It is the third leading cause of preventable mortality in the United States, after tobacco and diet. So in other words, diet meaning obesity, diabetes, those types of things, heart disease. Things that may contribute, your diet, that poor diet, that may contribute to life expectancy. That's a lot. third leading cause of preventable. I was at the dentist the other day, Monday, and in the chair. It is amazing to me how there were commercial after commercial public service announcements on tobacco, commercial for Chantix to help you stop smoking, nothing about alcoholism. We don't talk about it. More than 7% of our population ages 18 years old and older, or 13.8 million Americans, have a problem with drinking, including 8.1 million people who are alcoholics. So a problem drinker is not necessarily an alcoholic, but as I said, it's progressive. So that person may, at some point, become an alcoholic. Almost three times as many men as women are problem drinkers. And the prevalence is highest in both sexes, ages 18 to 29. So our younger people, 18 to 29-year-olds, struggling with abusing alcohol and maybe even becoming alcoholic. About 43% of U.S. adults, nearly half, 43%, have been exposed to alcoholism in the family. 43%. Almost half. They grew up with or married an alcoholic or a problem drinker or had a blood relative who is an alcoholic or a problem drinker. 62% of high school seniors report that they have been drunk. 31% they have five or more drinks in a row during the last 2 weeks. Now, I grew up, my mom was not really an active alcoholic, but she had what we would say the isms, though there were a few times she would get together with her best friend and they would get drunk. But as I became an adult, my mom was showing more and more signs of alcoholism, and as she got older, more and more signs of alcoholism. And it has affected her to this day, and has affected me, my ability to have a relationship with her. My first husband was an alcoholic. I fit many of these categories, but 43% of U.S. adults are exposed to alcoholism in the family. People who begin drinking before the age of 15 are four times more likely to develop alcoholism than those who begin at age 21. Four times more likely. And 3.1 million Americans, approximately 1.4%, are 12 years old or older, who receive treatment for alcoholism and alcohol-related problems. 12 years old. Studies of suicide victims in general population show about 20% are alcoholic. Now, those are pretty scary, if you ask me. Statistics around alcoholism. War on alcoholism. And that's just alcoholism. It doesn't include other drugs. Heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine. Yes, people, marijuana. It's a very sad situation. We are living in an addictive, mood-altered society for many people. The World Health Organization just said gaming is an addiction. Gambling is an addiction. Shopping is an addiction. Eating addictions, sex addictions, goes on and on. So when we are looking at this percentage of people who are struggling with alcoholism. Oh, tobacco, nicotine, so we can include vaping in that. When we include all of those things, we are a very addicted society, and it is really frightening. So, what is alcoholism? It is a disease. It is a disease. It is a disease because it has symptoms. What are some of the symptoms? I said chronic, progressive, treatable, fatal. People's tolerance increases. That means I need more to get drunk. I need to drink more to get the same feeling. What I used to get on one drink doesn't work. Now it's three drinks. Now it's eight drinks. Relapse is a symptom. Denial is a huge symptom. It is a more complicated disease because it is a disease of the brain. It's not like you have a tumor growing somewhere. It's not like you can measure your blood sugar level and say, oh, you've got diabetes. It affects your emotional centers of your brain, so your mood. It affects your physical, okay? So, you know, you stumble around, you do things you might not do. If you're sober, it prevents a person from functioning normally. Functioning normally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, relationally. That's why I think it's one of the most difficult diseases and complicated. Alcoholism is incurable. Once somebody is an alcoholic, they can never go back to normal drinking. When I have people give me a call and say, do you teach people how to drink normally? No. If you think that you can do that, you are mistaken. So if you are allergic to peanuts, and you give me a call and you say, can you teach me how to eat peanuts in a way that's not going to affect me? No. You get the picture? AA has a saying, Alcoholics Anonymous, the best support system out there. When a man takes a drink, or a person takes a drink, the drink takes the drink, and the drink takes the man, or the person, or the woman, however you want to say it. What does that mean exactly? It means when I make a decision to have my first drink after some time of sobriety, even after a day of not drinking, I lose my ability to control, and I have another one. And the next thing you know, I've lost my faculties because it's taken over. The only way for treatment is complete abstinence. Now, I have clients who have come to me and said that they think they're alcoholic. They show many symptoms of alcoholism. We talk about it. I suggest they go to AA. I suggest they stop drinking. They're not willing to do that. They do manage to have a couple of drinks every once in a while. Excuse me. That may indicate that they are not full-blown alcoholics, but that they have been really abusing alcohol and have been on the road to alcoholism. They are not learning how to drink normally. They have not ever become full-blown alcoholics. However, my decision on this for them is not fully solid. It really depends on how long they manage to sustain a drink, a glass of wine, every once in a while. I've got clients who were daily drinkers who become binge drinkers and realize that they're still alcoholic, that they thought they can control it, and they can't. Alcoholism is a disease that includes strong cravings, urges, loss of control, so the inability to stop drinking once you begin, a physical dependence, so that means you have withdrawal symptoms, such as nausea, sweating, shaking, DTs, okay, that's when you're seeing little bugs on the wall and all that. That's not because you drank too much. It is because you are beginning to withdraw from alcohol. And so what ends up happening is you are hallucinating. If you are looking to detox from alcohol, you must, and I underscore, you must get medical treatment. People die from detoxing from alcoholism. People die from detoxing. People die from drinking too much, not just because they have a car accident or colon cancer, stomach cancer, cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the mouth, cirrhosis of the liver, pancreatic cancer, car accidents, heart attacks, stroke, just to name a few things that are caused by the overuse of alcohol. And of course, tolerance, that's another indication, increased amounts needed. When we begin to understand the symptoms of the disease of alcohol, we can begin to understand that willpower has nothing to do with it. Once someone starts drinking and they're alcoholic, they lose control of their ability to stop. Someone who's a social drinker can have one or two drinks and stop. People who are alcoholics, they may stop for a week, they may stop for a month, they may stop for 2 years, 20 years. Once they pick up, they go right back to where they were, and worse, because remember, it's a progressive disease. So I am going to take a little bit of a break for some commercials, and I will be right back talking a little bit more about the war on alcoholism.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. If you're interested in finding a little bit more about what I do, I have a small practice here in Flemington on Main Street, and you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. My commercial says .net. It is now .com, Altarol, two L's, counselor, O-R, .com. And I'm talking today about the war on alcoholism. I have been a counselor for almost, I guess, about 35 years. And the first half of my career was strictly in the field of addiction. I worked at a local rehabilitation for women here in Flemington called the Good News Home for Women. I was there for about 2.5 years, even before it opened. I was there. And then I got a job at Crawford House, which is a halfway house for women. Again, it's a long-term treatment program. And I was their program director and their executive director. As I said, I have my master's in counseling, and I have a certificate saying I specialize in drug and alcohol counseling. Not only that, but I have my own personal experience with having alcoholism in my family, being married to an alcoholic, my first husband. There is my godfather had something like 37 years of recovery, and he was a very strong advocate of AA, and it was a big help to me in my own recovery process. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, we talk about AA. You've heard of AA. There's also Al-Anon. Al-Anon is for family and friends of people who are addicts, alcoholics. So what is it that we deal with? We deal with things like codependency. We deal with enabling. What does that mean? Because alcoholism and addiction, going to include addiction to drugs, is a family and a system and a community disorder, disease. So, enabling. That means I make things easier. Now, I'm going to tell you my enabling with my ex-husband. We would go to a party. I would purposely not bring my purse, that I would say to him, "Oh, I can't drive home. So maybe you need to quit drinking because we're going to probably leave in an hour and a half." That's an enabling, codependent thing to do because I was controlling how much he was drinking and I was enabling him to drink. Okay? the friends don't let friends drive drunk. Does that save your lives? Yes. It is also enabling. So I'm in the car with four other people. They're all smashed drunk. I'm driving. My life is still at risk. I had a client who's was the designated driver. Her fiancé grabbed the wheel. The car flipped over. He died. People in the back seat died. She didn't die. She was not drunk. They were drunk. Someone who is codependent. Again, they're caretaker, enabler, rescuer. I'll take care of it. I'll do it. I'll clean up the mess. I'll call and say you have a cold and you can't come into work. I'll take care of the bills. I'll buy the alcohol for you so you don't have to get in the car and go out. I'll get you in bed. I'll clean you up. I'll bail you out of jail. I'll pay for the lawyer. I'll do all of those things. I'm enabling. I'm making it easier for you to continue to use alcohol and other drugs. I'm codependent. I really need you to need me. And that's kind of a sick thing, in a way. I need you to be sick so I could take care of you. That's codependency. I'm enmeshed in your life. I am focused on you. Our kids suffer. There is no such thing as self-esteem anywhere. There's tons of shame, guilt. It's painful. It's ugly. It's violent. People go to jail. People die on the road. It is a real disease. It blows my mind that we are so focused on things like gun control. When you have 100,000 people die of alcoholism or some kind of alcohol-related issue versus 3,000 or 4,000, not that it's okay, you know, don't get me wrong. But where is our focus? And again, that is just alcoholism. That does not include drug addiction or a social addiction, that's gambling and shopping and gaming. There are genetic markers for alcoholism. However, you don't need a genetic marker to be an alcoholic. We abuse something enough, we can become an alcoholic. I may not have a single person in my family who's a diabetic. But if I abuse my body enough with sugar and food, chances are I may become a diabetic. It's a very dangerous disease. Denial is a huge aspect of it. Denial is a mechanism that our brain has that says, that's not me. It's not that bad. It can't happen to me. Other people, I'm not in the gutter. You know, only 3% of alcoholics are the ones that are in the gutter with the bag of alcohol, the brown paper bag. 3%. If we look at things like, I don't know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, there are huge populations of alcoholics and drug addicts. I'm thinking the percentage of homeless dealing with alcoholics and addicts have probably gone up. I'm really not sure. I haven't seen any new statistics on it. I cannot conceive of why there are governments, city governments, that say this is a good thing. That's okay. Let's give them clean needles. Yeah, the needles are scattered all over the place. I don't get it. We allow these people who are suffering from an illness to continue to use, to continue to suffer, to die, to live like animals in the street. Are we okay with this? I'm not okay with it. I'm getting angry. Why? Because this is really an issue. We celebrate. Ah, I just turned 21. I'm going to go get drunk. Really? It's irrational, but we do it. Alcohol affects women differently than men. Women become more impaired than men do after drinking the same amount, because body weight is different, because women have less water in their bodies than men, because women have smaller livers than men. So I'm going to refer back to that commercial, ran three times on tobacco, where you had a woman looking into an incubator saying, I'm really sorry. Low birth rate. Low weight at birth. Okay, so babies are born smaller because of nicotine. What about fetal alcohol syndrome? It is a preventable issue. It's a preventable birth defect. And I'm not going to say just fetal alcohol syndrome. Babies that are born addicted to heroin. Babies that are born addicted to cocaine. It's just amazing. When I was getting my master's in counseling, I worked on a TV show called Quest. I was their producer, which meant I was the one who looked for guests to be on the show. And you think I would do that for my own show? I don't do that, obviously. But one of the things that the show's host had said to me, and this was back in the late 80s, the last thing I want is anything to do with alcoholism or drug addiction. We're over it. We're over it. It's not an issue anymore. It is a continuous issue. As long as there is alcohol, we are going to have alcoholism. As long as there's nicotine, we're going to have addiction to nicotine. As long as there is heroin and fentanyl and ecstasy and methamphetamines and mushrooms and LSD and marijuana and all of that. But the good news is there is treatment. So what does that mean, treatment? Again, it is imperative that you go to a hospital. If you have recognized and realized that you are an alcoholic or a drug addict, you must go to a hospital to go under detoxification. Toxic. Detoxification. Getting the poison out of your system. Where you start. You need to go to a treatment program. Unfortunately, most treatment programs are 2 weeks to 28 days because that's what insurance pays for. It is insufficient. If you are diagnosed with cancer and the doctor says you are going to be on chemotherapy for 9 months, for 5 months, you're going to do it, right? Oh, well, my insurance only pays for 14 days. Insurance companies are getting wealthy on the disease of alcoholism. So there is follow-up treatment. You can go to a halfway house if that's something that you need to do, a longer-term program such as that. I would stress AA. AA is a support group. There is more than just AA. There is rational recovery. AA is a very spiritually based program. There is church related, and again, it's not in my head. Looking it up. As soon as I see it, I'm gonna say, oh yeah, that was it. Celebrate Recovery. There it is. So a lot of churches offer Celebrate Recovery, which is a Christian-based 12-step. So it's not higher power. It's more specific. So 10% of people who need recovery go to AA, and out of those 10%, 10% stay in it. It means 1%, because people are not willing. You have to be willing to stop. Step 2, came to believe a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. That's because if I drink this way, then maybe I won't be an alcoholic. Or if I can drink that way, maybe I won't be an alcoholic. Or if I use cocaine instead of meth, or if I use, you know, marijuana instead of heroin, or if I, it's insane. So, and that's because it's a disease of the brain. So it's so important. I mean, I could talk about alcoholism and addiction every single show. Why? Because I hate it. I have spent my life seeing how addiction destroys lives, kills people. I have people that I know who have had deaths in their family. I have had clients that have died. And the sad part is it's treatable. It's treatable. I'm going to say again, if I'm allergic to peanuts, why would I eat peanuts? Not only do I get hives, it closes my throat up, I can't breathe. You know, I'm afraid of bees, I'm afraid, I'm allergic to bees. And so they run away from bees because they're allergic to bees. They have EpiPens, which sadly are really expensive because but the thing is that, you know, if I'm allergic to bees, I do my best to stay away from them. If I'm allergic to peanuts, I stay away from them. If I have celiac disease. I stay away from gluten. If I'm an alcoholic, I need to stay away from alcohol. If I'm a drug addict. And it's not just, you know, no more vodka, no more beer, no more wine. If you're an addict, it's also no cough medicine, no vanilla extract or any other extracts, no Ambisol, no sleeping pills, no you gotta look. Port wine, cheese, vodka, penne. Really? Oh, Cherry's Jubilee. The alcohol burns off. Not 100%. Oh, near beer. No. Still has alcohol in it. You look. Oh, this product may have been made in a factory that processes peanuts. I guess I'm not eating that. So anyway, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, please find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com, Altarole with two L's, counselor.com. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselors Chat, which is the name of this show. You can go scroll through there and see other shows that I've done. I do Counselors Chat to provide information, to provide education. I am not here doing the show to counsel you, just to educate on different topics around mental health. And if you want to make a call or, you know, for making an appointment, 908-237-2899. It's 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. You know, we don't need to struggle and suffer with mental health issues. I have had my own years of counseling, Al-Anon meetings, adult children of alcoholics meetings. I was someone with barely any self-esteem. And here I am doing a radio show, 8 or 9 years now. If you are having troubles in relationship, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, grief and loss, addiction, give me a call, 908-237-2899. So I have some commercials that I need to end with, and I will be back next week. Again, I apologize for being late today. I hope this was a good program, and for me, it's an extremely important topic. So I will be back next week with Counselors Chat. Thank you for listening.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is asserting executive privilege over documents involving the 2020 census. The House Oversight Committee is considering a contempt resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows is on that committee, and he says everyone should just hold their horses and wait for the Supreme Court.
When you have something that is actually being adjudicated by the Supreme Court, and we know that indeed that there